Okay, Rabbi, so we're up to Simon Reish Ches. We're up to see if you'd Aleph. And we're going to be learning some more about the Baruch HaChoyno and a little bit more about Baruch HaShon, but primarily about Baruch HaChoyno. It says the Shulchan Aruch, see if you'd Aleph, bottom line of page, Kuf Yud Tes. Pivach HaMein Sholish, the Yayin. If you so say Baruch HaChoyno on wine, Eino Yichoysem, you do not say Al HaGefen V'Al Pri HaGofen. You will not say, you will not finish off not finish off the bracha by saying al hagefen v'al pri hagofen. Ela only, what you will say is al haoretz v'al pri hagofen. Or alternatively, al haoretz v'al hapeirois. This is what a Shulchan Aruch says, the correct nusach. If you look in the Mishnah, it says it's not so partial at all. Towards the end of Sif Kotnun Vav, it says, I'm b'achon, the mashma, the aminig lachtum al haoretz v'al pri hagofen. He said there is the minig, the common minig is to say Allah Oretz ve'al pri hagofen. What's generally the minig? Rabbi, is that what you say? Allah Oretz ve'al pri hagofen? Yeah, what do you say? That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. Bikol makom b'di'eved im siyem Allah Oretz ve'al peiros b'vad yotzo. The Maaseh says b'di'eved you'll be yotzo either way. Seif Yud Beis is going to be very noigah, actually. There's an interesting shayla Reb Shlomo Zalman speaks about, which is noigah to Leila Seda. Mamash, an interesting shayla tzion. Yeah. Now we'll come. We're still to get there, Mitzvah Hashem. Mazkirin ba me'ein ha-me'oiro. The halacha is, during bracha achoyno, there is a requirement to mention me'ein ha-me'oiro, which basically means you have to mention the Yom Tov or the time, Me'ina Ma'oiro, the time that is something special. Be'Shabbos, such like Shabbos. Be'Yom Tov, like Yom Tov. Be'Rosh Chodesh, like Rosh Chodesh. Roshon is not mentioned, don't know why. Roshon is not mentioned, but Roshon as well, certainly the meaning is to mention the Lamechia, to mention all the Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, etc. Havaloi, but not Chanukah and Purim, but not Chanukah and Purim. Let's get this clear first of all. Why is it that we don't mention Al Michel Chanukah and Purim? And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, there is some interesting Torahs on this, but Mishnah Berurah says, let's get Sif Kot Nun Zayin und Ches and Utes. So Nun Zayin tells us, Beinam Minim Ezoinois, do you mention the Yom Tov? Or Chodesh, or Shabbos, whether it's al hamichya of mezoinos, uvein al yayin, whether you're saying it on wine, v'al peiros ha'oretz, and on fruit of land. Either way, whatever the al hamichya is that you're saying, you're going to mention the Yom Tov and the Shabbos. Sef kot nun ches me'ein ha'me'oiro, haynu. Koidim sho'ima ki'ato Hashem toivu meitiv. Before you say the words, ki'ato Hashem toivu meitiv, yo'ima, you should say, be Shabbos, on Shabbos, you say, uretzei, you should add those words. Over Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov, you say, you should say the word, Hashem should remember us on this particular Yom Tov. And similar on Rosh Chodesh, you should say, should remember us on this Rosh Chodesh. Now comes the interesting words, Ubedi'evet and Bedi'evet. Even if you failed to mention the Me'ein HaMe'oiro, even if you didn't mention Shabbos on Shabbos, you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, and he was Rosh Chodesh. You didn't mention the Yom Tov, and he was Yom Tov, but the Eved, Yoyotze. Mishnah Berurah, but the Eved, Afidu Lo Hizkei Me'ein HaMe'oiro, Yotze. Let's see if Kot Nun Tes, we're going to get back to this shortly. Havaloi, so you don't mention Chanukah and Purim. It was mentioned you don't mention Chanukah and Purim. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Seif Kotten Nun Tes, do afilu bevirkas hamozen, with regards to bevirkas hamozen, einoy mechuyev lahaskim mitzad adin. But by mentioning it's also not really a din. It's not a halachic requirement to mention Chanukah and Purim. Reak mitzad minoge. It's merely a minik. Chanukah and Purim is a minik. Vekan here lek a minik dal al zeh. There is no minik. There was never the takona was never a minik to say ala nisim, whether for Purim or for Chanukah. So it was never included in the nusach of the al hamichya. and therefore there is no, it's not to be added. It was only a minig with regards to Chanuk and Purim. It was only a minig with regards to the actual benching. When it comes to Mein Sholosh, the minig was never accepted, and therefore we don't add. Now, I want to address a very, very interesting shaila. Bedi'evet. I'm saying, let's just get clear about the Chanukah Purim. Chanukah Purim we don't add. There's various Torahs and Achronim about this. Chanukah Purim we don't mention it, and you don't mention anything. There's no Alanisim. It's very interesting. I don't know why. It seems pretty striking that we don't say, you don't mention Alanisim at all on Chanukah and Purim. It's something to think about. So the Mishnah Berurah's words is that there's no minig on it. It's interesting. There's no minig on it. It was never established. Something to think about. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah's Hivkot Munches, because there's some Yesodis in there. Mishnah Berurah says that, but the Eved, if you failed to mention Shabbos, on Shabbos, Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh, you're not going back. You're still Yotze, but the Eved, you're still Yotze. Rabbi said, why so? Why would you say that you are Yotze? Or to be more specific, but the Eved, if you forget Ritzei in benching, are you Yotze or not? Depends on what? No, if you forget it all, you remember at the very end.
You do go back.
Yeah. Right? Depends. Very good. Rabbi Kagan is right. So let's say late Shabbos morning, you forget Ritzei. What will happen then? You go back. So why over here don't you go back? Or what about Yom Tov? Saying, I want to understand, why is it that we don't go back if you forget to say Shabbos, you forget to mention Yom Tov? Why is it B'yavet Yoyotze? Why? Why? I mean, you touched on it. Oh, says the Shaar Tzion. Now look, Rabbi said this is a fascinating Shaar Tzion. It's going to get us into Halacha, into our interesting Shaar with regards to the Elas Eidah. Says this Shaar Tzion, it's a cotton samach. It's a mighty galom, this is a shtickle. I love it. Morgan Avraham. V'kamot ta'amim b'zeh. Various reasons have been said on this. Echot. So he's addressing now the question, why is it that you will not go back if you forgot Ritzei or you forgot Yalev Yovoi? No, not Yalev Yovoi, excuse me. You don't go back if you forget to mention Ritzei or V'zochenu during Alamechem. Kamot ta'amim b'zeh. Various reasons are for this. Echot, the first reason. Do'einu mechuyev, you're not obligated. You're not obligated to eat. And you don't have to eat this. You don't have to eat this. So if you're not obligated to eat it, so that it's not ma'akev. You don't have to eat it. It's no chiyuv suda. So you don't have to eat it. So but the avid, if you got, you didn't mention, it doesn't matter with the avid. Kedalzim kuf peiches. Tam ze al rosh chodesh shein machzir inoy soy bechol gavne. V'chein matzos bechidush haro.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, we've learned, on rosh chodesh somebody forgets to see Yalev Yovoi. But yeah, but it doesn't go back benching. Why? Because you don't have to eat this meal. You don't have to eat this meal. So if you don't have to eat this meal, if you forget the Alev Yovoi, it doesn't matter. There's a connection, intrinsic connection, because between the obligation to eat and the obligation to say Alev Yovoi. And if you didn't say your Yotze. Very good. Correct. Very good. That's what's discussed over there. Now, Rabbi Isai, so Mishnah Berurah tells us that since you have no obligation, you're making alamechio now, and it's Shabbos. Do you have to eat this? You don't have to eat it. It's not a meal. You don't have to eat it. So if you don't have to eat it, so therefore, if you forget to mention etzavach tzeinu b'yom Shabbos zeh in alamechio, talach will be. You don't have to go back because you don't have to eat it. Based on that concept, based on that isoid.
But if that's based on the kaveh suda of making kiddush, then there's a chiyuv element connected to it, isn't there? I wasn't saying what you're having.
No, let me say something.
If the
alamechi
you're making is based on, the reason you made
was to be
kabbes
sudah
to make kiddush, then it is linked to a
chiyuv. That's gewaldig. That's Mamash B'Shem Zalman's point. B'Shem Zalman says, so what happens, one second here, what happens if this is if you're making kiddush on Shabbos morning, you're making kiddush on Mezoinus. You make kiddush on Mezoinus, and now you're making the Bocha Achoina after that. al geffen vel amichyo. This was not an obligation now. Obligatory. So if you forget Seretse then...
No, you can say Kiddush and then followed by the meal.
Oh, you're saying because you're going to do the meal in a minute. Yeah. You see, that's what you're saying. Because, did you hear? The question is a beautiful question. Hey, I don't know why you had to wait so many centuries until Shlomo Zalman. This is the posh Shai. It's such a posh vault. It's such a good question that. So, yeah, so because if it's even Kiddush al Tesuda, yeah, what are you telling? Since the Kiddush al Tesuda, we're going to get this even more. Let's wait one more minute. One more minute. Let's hold on for a minute. Continues the Shai Tzion. Wait, another reason. There come a poiskim cholkin. The Ar Chol came on this. For Sviru and the hold. I'm in the middle of the Shai Tzion. Siv Kotten Samach. The Ein Tzorich Las Kikal. Some say you don't have to mention any. In the first, we don't have to mention anything in Alam Echiyom. Kmoi Shikotsu Beis Yosef. We can be Rishalmi Gufa. Mashma Durak Lichatchile. Kom Rabbi Yemi Hoil. So it is based on a Gemara, which I don't know the Gemara well, but it's Yerushalmi. But the point is that the Ari Shani will hold that when it comes to the Boch HaChoyne, you do not need to mention Shabbos, Yom Tov, Shchodesh. There's no obligation. It doesn't matter. Generally, there is no Chachomi whenever Mesakin in it. And therefore, but Yevet, we're relying on this, and it doesn't matter if you didn't say it. Therefore, says that, so that's another reason why, but Yevet, if you failed to mention Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, but yeah, but we don't go back, because many shit is old, you don't have to mention in the first place. So Rabbi Isai, it's a moedike Shai Tzion. So Nafkamina will be your Shaila, but I'm going to say even a better Shaila. Rabbi Isai, the Shaila will be a beautiful Shaila. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman asked, is what is going to be on Leil HaSeder? Now Rabbi Isai, on Leil HaSeder, we have 4 cups of wine. They have to be drunk on Aseid, and there's many halachos regards to Ilchus Talat Koisos. Now, it's interesting, nobody really understands why we don't say, well, when do we say the first, what's the first of the 4 Koisos?
Kiddush.
Now, nobody really, to be perfectly honest, nobody really has a clarity why we don't say Boch HaChoyne on that. If you have a reason, please let us know. Nobody really understands why we don't. Why don't we say Boch HaChoyne? You know very well, it's going to take a bit of time until you get to the next course, right? It's going to take a minute or two.
That's to be within 9 minutes or something.
So, yeah, and then I'm saying, you're making kids, you're drinking the first cup, but why don't we make Boch HaChoyne now? You're never going to make it. Mm. I mean, even if you have the quickest maggot, I mean, even without this. Yeah. Yeah, but by the first one, it's the most striking. It's first, why don't we make Boch HaChoyne? Nobody knows the answer to this one. Nobody knows the answer. That's one of those questions that you raise your hand. It's like, okay, that's what it says in the Haggadah, my dear friend.
It's all part of one Seder. The whole thing of one Seder originally.
Okay, now you're going into a Torah that some Achronim want to say, but it's a big Chiddush that. You're telling me Chiddush, but that's a Shir Kloli. That's like a big Chiddush already. That you have to, because it's Maggid, it's all... doesn't go with the regular parameters of Boch HaChoyne. It's a big chiddush that. Normally, if such a time elapses, if you know lechatchila, you make Boch HaChoyne. Okay, it's a bit of a mystery. It's a bit of a mystery. But second course, okay, third course. But then at the very end, one second, by the fourth course, what happens after the fourth course? After bench, fourth course, what happens then? We say Algef. Now over there, we're okay. We don't wait for the end of Nirtzo. We do straight away Boch HaChoyne. Right, we have the fourth course. And we have the fourth course, and then we say straight away, we say, yeah. By then, you know how you feel by then, yeah. You know that's like after so 1 minute. So today was it. Now I want to ask a question. What will happen if a person then, and that's very likely to happen, and people like myself, that you forget to mention then the Yom Tov? Oh. And Rabbi Isai, you know, you have normally used that God nicely. You try to use that God as a shtait. You know, this is already my grandfather used that God already, and my great. So I'm using that. But what happens if you fail to mention that? So now you can't tell me of it. What's the shaila? I'm asking Reb Shlomo Zalman here. So don't tell me. So normally we're saying, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, the halach is you do not go back for we don't go back if you forget to mention the Yom Tov. That's what we said, right? If the Yom Tov is, you don't go back if you forget to say Shabbos and Yom Tov. But here,
Well, what did Shad Sin say? What's the reason for it? What was the reason why? There's no chiyuv, to eat. So Meichel Tov is on your mentioning Yom Tov. But here, you have to have that cup. You've got to have that cup. It's one of the Dalet Kaisos. So you don't tell me I don't have to drink it. And therefore, it's a mighty Geshayla this. Again, it's a mighty, it's such a beautiful question this. The question is, only Rav Shamzam, this is a beautiful question. We learned that if you forget to mention the Yom Tov, if you forget to mention Yom Tov, you don't go back. Shal Tzion says the reason for it is because you don't have to drink it. If you don't have to drink it, like Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to have it. If you don't have to have it, then by failing to mention it, Pedyevdi has still yotze. So that's true genuinely on the Lamechio. Nobody asked you to eat this mizonis. Nobody asked you to eat this wine. Nobody asked you. That's genuinely true. But not when it comes to the fourth course on Yanta, on Leila Seder. You've got to drink it. You must drink it. So there may be, if you forget to mention the Yom Tov, what would you say? What would be the Cholen? It's a very nice Shaila. Very nice Shaila. Really beautiful Shaila. I love it.
Because they are
a close
friend
of
the
Rabbonim.
Maybe that
you
wouldn't. Something,
yeah. Something, but...
It's so that the same Shaila would
have
applicable to the
matzah,
where you put
it
the rice,
yeah, since it's the Rabbonim.
Where the
Etzim Chiyuv
is back.
I hear. Yeah, nice. Nice. You think that for the Rabbonim, the word must not go back. Okay, I think the question itself is worth a million. I mean, I don't know what you think. The question itself. I'm getting you like the Shaila. It's a good question. Pardon? Yeah. So, but yeah, Allah Chalamayis Rabbi said, the meaning is, you don't go back. The meaning, even if a person forgets on Leila Seder, you won't go back. Maybe based on a second Shaila Tzion's reason or whatever. But the meaning is, okay, you're ready to continue. Let's move on. Imachal Perosh Meshiva Samina. I'm in the middle of Seif Yud Beis. And we are continuing with the words, second line of Seif Yud Beis. Imachal Perosh. Second reason of Shai Tzion, that look in second reason of Shai Tzion, he says, "Ve'oid to akama poiskim cholke ve'svul de'enzoch laski klal." The Yerushalmi's mashma, it seems, I didn't know the Yerushalmi, but it seems some Rishonim say that you don't have to mention the Yom Tov in the first place. You don't have to mention it. It's not like Chanukah and Purim you don't mention. So all the Yom Tov you also don't have to mention. A statement, yeah. So therefore, no, it's just that we are soimich on those who show in with the Evet. Okay. Aval im ochal peirois meshivas aminim, if you ate fruit from shivas aminim, ve'ochal minim mezoinois, and you ate mezoinois, ve'shoso yain, and you drank wine. Yichlo lakol bevocha achas. So now, if you're having wine, mezoinois, so you don't make two, you don't go first through the whole alamichio on mezoinois, not through the whole alamichio of... You wouldn't do that, no? No. You do bichol akol b'vocha achas. Do one b'vocha achoyno for everything. Salam michiv al kakola, hagefen al pri hagefen. You do everything. V'yakdim ha-michiv achach hagefen. You should first say the michio, afterwards the gefen, and afterwards the eitz. V'yoyma. And you should say the following wording. Al ha-michio, v'al ha-kakola. V'al ha-gefen, v'al pri hagefen. V'al ha-eitz. In this particular order, and you continue. For choisem, and you finish off by saying al oretz, val amichra, val pri agefen, val aperos. That's the correct nusach. Right. See if you'd gimel, and we'll finish off with that. See if you gimel imochal peros meshiva samini. If a person ate fruit from the shiva samini, ve'ochal tapuchim, and he also ate apples. You will not say Bore Nefoshes after the apples. Because by saying Alo Eitz on the Shiva Saminim, you can also include the apples. They're also considered apple of the fruit. Important, Rabbi Yisai. Not well known halacha at all. So again, if you have grapes and apples, you will not go through Halakim for Pri Hagefen. And afterwards say, and afterwards say, Beren Efoshois. You don't need to say Beren Efoshois because you've just said, Aloetz Vapriot, which normally is instituted for Peres Oretz, but can also be included, and apples can also be included in that. So it's fine, you don't have to say Beren Efoshois.
Avarim ochal tapuchim v'shosa yain,
but if you ate apples and you drank wine, you will need to say burn a foshes on the apples. The kolch can even more so. If you ate meat, oi pri o adomo, oi vegetables, veshoso yain, and you drank wine, oi ochal meshivas aminim, or you drank from the shivas aminim, shetzorech levorech ale kol achas v'achas, then you will need to make a special brocha of al ha'etz v'apil ha'etz, or halagav v'apil ha'etz, and also burn the foshes on the meat. Yeah, that's what we generally do. You make al michel afton to make. You make a burn of foshes on the other foods that you've consumed. Similarly, if you ate something which deserves alamichya, and you also ate basa v'dogim, meat and fish, and because alamichya, the brach of alamichya will not patter as a basa, the meat, as a dogim and the fish. So you will need to make two separate brachas. You make alamichya, and afterwards burn of foshes. That's generally what people do, but you're quite right. An exception will be if you ate apples and other fruits, which is from peros ha'aretz, then you actually exempt the other peros ha'aretz from the aloetz or aprioetz. Right. Okay, so this is what we covered tonight. We learned the halachas of the correct nusach of Me'in Shalosh, of Agefen, al-Agefen v'al-Pri Agefen. The correct nusach. We spoke about Sifut Beis taught us that one must mention Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh. We spoke that Chanukah and Purim is not included, and Mishneh Berurah's reasoning behind it. We spoke about what happens if somebody forgot to mention Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. He doesn't go back. We spoke about the two reasons mentioned Shaar Tzion, and an interesting shaila about that. We spoke about that you make three, you can include three separate units in the alamichio. You don't have to say three different alamichios, alamichio, vala eitz, vapri eitz. You don't have to say three different ones. You can include them in one go. We spoke about, and finally we spoke about that you, if you need to make a bur and a fosh, you need to do that separately as well. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai.